Testing.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Did you see the stuffed toy gorilla that I brought? Just one second and I'll show them to you. There. There you are. Do you know anybody who has a stuffed toy gorilla like this? How does that person play with it? Does it knock down things? Or play hide and seek? Well, I'm going to do something different with it. I have a blanket right over here. Yep. And I'm going to put the gorilla to bed right here. And sing to it. I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once, I was very little, too. Now I take care of you. Let's pretend that this toy gorilla's asleep. We have some live pets here. Some we give food to each day, and they like to swim. What pets are they? Fish. Here's some food for you, fish. Every time I see this toy gorilla, I like to remember a visit I had with a real gorilla. Her name is Coco. And here is a picture of Coco. There she is. And here's a picture of Coco with her friend Penny. Penny has been with Coco since Coco was 1 year old, a little gorilla. Penny knew that I wanted to come to visit, so she asked Coco if it was all right, and Coco told her that I could come. Coco can tell people things because she knows sign language, and she uses her hands a lot for that. In fact, I remember how she held my hand when we were together.
Your feet.
Nails.
What's
your nails? What other body parts do you share? Ears.
And we both have ears.
Ears.
And we both have noses and eyes. And mouths. And teeth.
And teeth.
And teeth.
And, yes. What else? Hi.
Here's your good friend.
Hi. No, you're not a baby. You're a big girl. Very good. Why do you do good? She's been grooming herself. Do I need some grooming too?
What does this mean?
It's just a greeting to see what you've maybe been eating.
It's
what
a greeting.
You smell like. Who are you? And like who?
Is that lovely?
It's like who? Who?
Who?
Right. That's a happy sound.
Is it?
That's a purr.
Oh, like that? Can you teach me how to do that? Oh. Like that? Oh.
Isn't that a nice way to welcome someone and say that you're happy? Of course, I could be there only because Penny and Coco invited me to come. Can't just go there by yourself. I remember that Coco found my handkerchief in my pocket. I thought she might want to play peekaboo with it, but she had other ideas at first.
Lipstick? I don't think he has any of that in his pocket. Oh.
Found my handkerchief. Where's Coco? Do you ever play peekaboo? Oh, she knows what that's for.
Oh, Coco, you do know. It's for sneezing.
For sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way you play with my fingers.
She's sort of grooming. Are you grooming?
Like this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, peekaboo! She did peekaboo.
Where's Mr. Rogers? Peekaboo.
There.
Where am I? Peekaboo.
She remembered.
You remembered the peekaboo part.
Yes, she did. Want to show Mr. Rogers your... Oh, that's peekaboo. Okay, we need another peekaboo.
Where's Coco?
Where's Coco? Where is she?
Where
is she? Oh, there! Oh, my. That's good.
You're a really good player.
And I bet you could show him about your favorite color. It's red. She's teaching you a sign.
Is that how you say red? This way?
Did he do it right? Sit down. She's asking us. We are sitting down, sweetie.
She had her own ideas for playing, and she certainly knew her favorite color, red. She got so interested in me that she wanted to see what was under my shoes and socks. I remember how well she used those hands of hers, even to tickle.
Great job with
you. You're really good at that, Coco. You know just how to take shoes off. Yeah. Yes, that's it. And socks. Wow. Wow, that's good. Now she can tickle your foot.
Yes.
She's doing it.
It tickles. Could you put your foot beside my foot?
She's got another foot to work on.
Oh, another one.
We gotta do the other one first. You work from the heel, that's right. Very good.
It's hard to get it over the heel, isn't it? When you like someone, you want to know all you can about that someone, especially if he has things you're not used to seeing. Coco got interested in these cufflinks of mine. Cufflinks are like fancy buttons. You can see what mine look like. I like to remember what Coco said about my cufflinks.
There, you seem to
want
to do pictures today.
How do you say love?
Oh.
For sign language. How do you say love?
Can you show him how to say love? How do you say love? What? That flower. She's asking you about your cufflink. Is that a flower?
That's a sun. My grandfather
That's
gave me that.
That's a sun. It looks like a flower, though.
It does look like
can
a flower.
Can we talk a little bit about love? Brown? Oh, honey. Love.
Love you,
she said. Oh. Love you, visit love.
Oh.
Well, that was very nice.
Thank you, Coco.
She loves her visitor.
Well, I love visiting with you. That's Coco's way of saying love you. She really has feelings for people and things. I remember near the end of our visit, I had on my sweater and was ready to leave Coco, and we just sat and looked at each other. There's so much to think about, isn't there? You're such a wonderful hostess. Could you show me your teeth? Could I see your teeth again? Your teeth. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Coco, for this visit. I hope that we'll meet again.
Foot.
Okay, we will. Okay. I hope we have another visit soon again. Because we're friends now.
Isn't it wonderful that there are people like Penny who spend their lives understanding wonderful creatures like Coco? I certainly learned some very important things from visiting with them. As you can see, gorillas are very special beings. Yeah. Let's have some make-believe. Let's pretend something about a make-believe gorilla coming to visit the neighbors in make-believe. Ready, Trolley? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, Trolley. You want to play? Okay. How about peekaboo? Good. I'll go first. Peekaboo. Okay, now it's your turn. Okay, they're covered. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Ready or not, here I come. Trolley. Trolley. Where are you, Trolley? Oh, there you are. And there you are, Lady Eberlin.
Hi, Tuesday. Bye, Trolley. What have you been playing?
Peek-a-boo and hide-and-seek. Want to try?
Sure. You go first.
Okay.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. Anyone around my castle is IT it. I'll come inside, Tuesday.
I wonder who's here. Uh-oh. Meow, meow, here, meow. Meow!
Uh-oh.
Hello. Oh. I didn't mean to scare you. Are you a gorilla? Are you sad? Oh. Would you ever hurt anybody? Did you come to play? And nobody will play with you?
Okay. All right. Attention, all neighbors. Attention, attention. There's a huge beast loose in this neighborhood. Beware of the gorilla. Attention, attention, all neighbors.
Lady Elaine.
protect yourself, Toots.
The gorilla won't hurt you.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
But I do. I've met the gorilla.
And you're still alive?
He's tame.
How do you know?
He was crying.
I think it's gonna rip up this neighborhood.
Why do you think that?
Because that's what they do in the movies.
Well, this isn't the movies, and I'm going to introduce you to a tame gorilla.
You're sure?
I'm sure.
Oh.
Where is the gorilla gone? The gorilla is gone.
See, I told you. Attention, attention, all neighbors. Attention, emergency. Gorilla loose in this neighborhood. Attention, all neighbors.
Oh, Lady Elaine, what have you started?
Just doing my job, Toots. This is Chief Warrant Officer W4. Keep an eye out. Report any sightings to this headquarters.
Oh, see you later.
All being well. Attention, 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 everyone.
Oh, I know, Charlie, but I think it's a tame gorilla. Yes, I hope so, too. I'll try.
Lady Elaine was afraid of the gorilla, because the only gorillas she had ever seen were scary ones in the movies. But Lady Aberlin was getting to know the gorilla, and she found it tame. It was really sad because no one wanted to play with it. Sort of went like that, you know? Did you ever feel that way? What did you do about it? Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you. My grandchildren play with plastic balls like this.
Oh, is that great?
So I thought you'd like to show your neighbors how people make balls like that, and here's the tape.
Oh, would you watch it with us?
I will. You take the tape, and I'll take the ball.
Thank you.
And I'll explain it to you.
You'll be passing by a gorilla there.
Good day, gorilla. Good day to you.
How people make play balls. Oh, thanks. I'd like to see this.
When people make these play balls, they start with liquid plastic. That's what's in this barrel.
Uh-huh.
These men hook the barrel up to a hose, and the plastic gets pumped into the molding machine.
Molding machine?
You see those round things that look like cereal bowls?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the molds, and he's filling each one with white plastic.
Oh.
Now, these balls are going to be white with blue and green swirls in them, like the one I just brought to you.
Mm-hmm.
So now he adds the blue and the green plastic to the white plastic that's already in the mold.
Well, he knows just how much of each color to add, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
What's happening now?
That's the top part of the mold. He uses this tool to tighten those bolts that will hold the top and the bottom of the mold together.
What's he have there in his ears?
Earplugs. That tool makes a lot of noise.
Oh. Where's it going?
Off into this oven where it'll be heated.
Oh, look at that. So it's in the oven now?
It's in the oven now. And now it's being cooled in this place.
That's fun to watch. That kind of makes me think of a Ferris wheel at the carnival.
Me too. Now that the balls have been heated and cooled, they're ready to come out of the mold.
Looks like he's using that same tool to loosen the bolts.
Well, he is. He unscrews the bolts. And then he uses this bar to loosen the top of the mold.
Oh. And off it comes.
That's right.
Those are the balls, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But those balls look much smaller than the one you brought with you.
Well, you're right, they are. These balls are not quite finished. There's one more thing to be done. They travel down a chute, and this woman fills them up with air and makes them bigger.
Oh.
Next, she puts a plug in that tiny hole so the air will stay inside the ball. She does it again.
She works so quickly.
Yes, she does. And that's how people make play balls.
That's very interesting. Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, you're welcome. My grandchildren are really good at playing.
I bet they are. Now you've got a ball for them.
Well, I'm going to take it right back to them. I'll see you around the neighborhood.
You're my best. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Time to go, Gorilla. Yep, time to go. We'll think more about gorillas and people and other interesting things next time. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things to talk about, don't we? Yeah. Today we talked a lot about, I think maybe I'll call this one Coco. Peekaboo. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.